Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side. I didn't do a leap, but get over it. I can't wait to talk. Oh, man, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for taking the time on your lovely day to be with me and enjoy yourself. I hope you're enjoying yourself. We'll do a little lighthearted stuff, too. What's his name? God, I hate what... Matt. Matt Bellis will join me after the break. We'll talk a little bit about your health care, what's going on, what's available to you. As people are coming out of all those things, are getting rolling again. There's still a lot of businesses that are hurting. Some of you won't be going back to work anytime soon, and you still need medical insurance or some kind of medical plan or ability to help pay for yourself. So you need to bring this stuff to you so you will understand, you know, what it's about and what your options are, and you're not without. You know, you're just not stuck with it. Then I want to talk a little bit about our increasing, unrecognizable civilization. Piece by Mark Stein really hits home. Really, really, I think he did a great job with this. But listen, you need to get out and get a little exercise. I've been talking about this for a while. I don't do it enough. I know that, so I'm not picking on you because, you know, I'm in the same boat you're in. I need to get out of the chair. I need to do something more than nothing. Which is exactly what I'm doing. Nothing. Not something. So, I mean, seriously. And that's why we're so out of shape and we got so many issues going on with us, with ourselves. And but Philly, if you're in Philly in the first or second week of August, you can participate. Now, I want you to think about this. In Philly, you can participate in the naked bike ride. You don't have to have a stitch of... Well, that's not totally true. Got to have a mask on. I don't know if that's clothing, though. Naked bike riders are set to hit the Philadelphia streets in a couple of months for an event that won't be required clothing except for, well, a face mask. The annual Philly Naked Bike Ride is officially scheduled for August 28th, and organizers say the free-spirited ride, which encourages nakedness and has been labeled as a... bear as you dare. I'm going to leave that one alone. Okay? It will require masks on because of coronavirus restrictions, but no clothes. The year's event is being called the Mask Edition, according to promotions. Don't you love it? I mean, it's hilarious, isn't it? If you saw the flyer and you can't see it, I don't want to show it. I can't show it. I'd love to show it. never mind. I'm not going to do it. All right. So last week, Philadelphia officials lifted most of the COVID-19 rules, including the limits on capacity and social distancing. All of that. Think about that. For a naked bike ride, you don't have to have any distancing. I don't even know where to go with that. Again, no social distancing. Organizers of the ride said they have yet to discuss the recent changes in the city's coronavirus guidelines. But they're going to stick to the initial mask guidance. The lead organizer, Wesley Noonan, noted that they'll wait to hear what the city says in the coming weeks. The annual event typically sees people gather at a local park, disrobe, taped their bodies before saddling up thousands of riders on a 10-mile course throughout the city. Yeah, it's not going to be happening. The bike ride will promote positive body image cycling. You know what? You see me naked. There's no positive body image going on there. You know what I mean? So the ride is supposed to help people understand, you know, help them have a positive body image, no matter what they look like. It's also supposed to help people get them to go out more. Get out, get some exercise, right? Because, you know, it had nothing to do with their people locking us in, but that's beside the point. And they want people to understand you can get places without burning fossil fuel. I wonder who's pushing this event. One of the best aspects of the Philly Naked Bike Ride is how creative people get with being nude in public. Not a thing I aspired to as a kid. According to the event's website, you have a good time, have fun with paint, hats, costumes, sunglasses, and anything else you can think of, you know what I'm saying? It's not my words, it's theirs. The annual ride was canceled last year due to the pandemic. Organizers said they hope the city would be farther along in the reopening process to make it easier this year. After much debate, we feel that canceling this year's event is the most responsible thing to do, they added. But now, they've changed their mind. They're looking at bringing it back again. So it is on the books to happen. So if you are, I'm not pointing my finger at you in any way. But if you're into this kind of thing and it kind of sort of turns you on, then go for it. What can I tell you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Mark Stein wrote a piece. I got to do it later on in the segment, I think. I'm not going to have enough time to get through it. Host of the Mark Stein Show. You know, you should head over to his blog site, steinonline.com, S-T-E-Y-N, online.com. Online.com, I'm sorry. And he's got, you know, he contributes he writes for a lot of publications, the Daily Telegraph, Irish Times, Wall Street Journal, the Jerusalem Post. He's written several books. And always on Tucker Carlson. But, you know, he's got a lot to say, a lot of solid points to say about how civilization has gone sideways, big time sideways. But it's all about us. It's all because we think that we are much more important than anything else. Matt Bellis will join me in a few minutes here with a Liberty Health Share. There are options, other ways for you to take care of your body, other ways for you to take care of your health, other ways to get the health care that you need to stay, well, to stay healthy. Be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. And you know, transferring the simple English, this guy will do a great job. When it comes to medicine and taking care of yourself and trying to understand the process, I don't care how many PhDs you have. It's a real challenge, I got to tell you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Matt Bellis with Liberty Health here joins me, as he does pretty much every other week. I appreciate his time. I appreciate him, you know, explaining to us what's going on. And what I thought was really interesting recently was what I was reading is we've got a lot of people, I won't say going back to work, but there's a lot of help-wanted signs going up again. But a lot of these businesses, small businesses, they can't afford to give you any kind of help, I'll put it that way. But you've got options available to you. And you guys, if you've been listening for any length of time, what are you waiting for? Matt Bellis, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, and listen, you and I used to talk about how having Liberty Health Share or something along those lines would almost in some cases help you get a job because the employer didn't have to A, shell out the money, or B, have to administer it. Because that's a big, it really is, no matter how few employees you have, it really is a big added cost
for small businesses to take care of a health insurance program, isn't it?
Well, especially in the advent of the ACA and where we are now and all of the regulations and burdens that have been placed upon employers to really own the health care of their employees, it just adds such an incredible amount of burden and expense and an extra layer of bureaucracy when it comes to the health care of individuals. So we've actually had a number of people who have said they got a job, and probably the thing that helped them stand out amongst the other candidates was that the employer didn't have to worry about getting them health care or having to go through that whole rigmarole, because they already had that taken care of with Liberty Health Share. So if you like your health care, keep your health care, take it to your next job, go across state lines. It really is a beneficial thing to have.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when you talk to people, when it comes to insurance, you know, you and I have gone through this a million times, and I keep saying, we got conditioned at young ages. We watched our parent, well, maybe some of the younger folks, you know, they saw their parents electronically send the payment, but it was one of those things that every month you sat down, you cut the mortgage payment, you paid the gardener, and you paid your health insurance. But, you know, you really have to look at a different way of doing things nowadays, especially with the advent of ACA, with the advent of the pandemic or what have you. And health insurance is not always the answer. And Liberty Health Share is not insurance, right?
No, it's not. And frankly, Joe, I don't know what sort of silver spoon you grew up with in your mouth, because we didn't have a gardener. I was the gardener in my family. I had to go out and mow the lawn.
So you didn't know how to go out there and screw it all up, so Dad would go, all right, get away from it. I'll get somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pay for somebody to do this. No, that wasn't the case. No, but healthcare sharing really does exist on a playing field outside of what people have been conditioned to do. We have been conditioned, and some might even say brainwashed, to let people know that the only way to pay for health care is through health insurance, that you have to have it, or else, you know, the right. slightest and smallest abnormality or issue that may come up will bankrupt you and your family and your future, and you'll never recover, and it will just be a disaster from day one. Right. But that's just not really the case. And frankly, to pay for health care, all that you need is a methodology and a way to take care of it in the future. It doesn't have to be insurance. It can be, frankly, self-pay. There's a lot of cash basis people who actually take care of health care on their own. There are people who visit things like DPCs and go to doctors that work on kind of a butler service. they come to you in a concierge way where you pay the service and you go to the doctor whenever you please. People are visiting and going to doctors in different ways, using different technologies. But frankly, when it comes to things that are unexpected and unaffordable, you have to have a way to take care of those things. I don't know how many people can take care of a bill that would be multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars if they had a catastrophic need or an expense. And frankly, the way that insurance has been treated, it's been treated more as how do you pay for the everyday common occurrences within healthcare. You know, you get the sniffles, you pay for it with insurance. You break your arm, you pay for it with insurance. You have a heart attack, you pay for it with insurance. They use everything for that. So people have just been conditioned in that way. But right. there just is a different way to take care of that. And one of the best ways is healthcare sharing.
Yeah, well, you know, but the part that people kind of ignore really is when you have an insurance policy, a health insurance policy, you have to kind of work within the guidelines of the policy. The doctor works within the guidelines of the policy, as we've said on the show many times. The doctor practices insurance. He doesn't really practice medicine. So you can tell him what you'd like to see happen or what you'd like to do, and, you know, he's got to look at his insurance book and go, well, you know, that's really not how it goes. You know, I told you when I go for physical, I learned a long time ago that the insurance company would not pay for blood tests until after I went for the physical. And then they got to chase the doctor around for a week, 10 days, to find out what was in the blood test. So now what I do is, you know, I go and we do the blood test first. Matter of fact, I go, they do the blood test, and then I make the appointment for when they have the blood test back. So he could deal with, look for, take care of everything in one shot instead of three or four or five shots. You can't do that when you're running under a regular insurance policy.
Yeah, you are actually hamstrung, and your doctor is completely hamstrung on how the third party is going to take care of those issues. I've said this multiple times, but your doctor becomes the de facto bureaucrat for your third-party insurance payer. They are really hamstrung in what they're able to do and provide, the types of procedures or the types of treatments that they may want to give you. They're really confined as to what they're able to do for you, whether that be through a government third-party payment system or an insurance private pay system. That really does change how you actually approach healthcare altogether. You're not the one in charge. You're just the receiver of whatever someone else will benevolently give you on behalf of your third-party payer. And that's not the way it should be at all. Because what we see within those systems are rising costs, increasing bureaucracy, limited choice, limited scope. We do have one of the best healthcare systems in the world. We're able to take care of wonderful diseases, but we still are very limited into what the third-party payment system will pay for, and that's a power position that you're not in. So what we have done within Liberty HealthShare is we've completely reversed that. We've dropped out of that system. We have come together as a community. We share medical bills with one another to ensure that we're paying for our health care, and we put individuals back in charge of their health care and give them the power of the purse strings again.
Well, when we come back, this whole COVID-19 thing has changed, or I should say changed, but it's ushered in a whole new technology with medicine. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host, will be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans and Britons may soon be able to once again travel back and forth to each other's countries. President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet Thursday and are expected to announce a commitment to lift COVID travel restrictions that have been in place for more than a year. The powers will announce the formation of working groups with the EU, Canada, and Mexico to find ways to safely restart international travel. Biden and Johnson are also expected to agree to an updated Atlantic Treaty, the agreement between the U.S. and U.K. that lays out the values of the special relationship between the two countries. And another major company says they've paid millions in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Reville $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to go.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, he... Here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on because, you know what, I don't understand half of this stuff. I love how he breaks it down for us and gives us, you know, you got to have a different mindset in today's world to take care of yourself, to take care of your health, and that kind of thing. Matt Bellis joins us with Liberty Health here. And Matt, always appreciative of your time with me.
Oh, so glad to be with you, Joe. Always glad to know that if I have any nonsense, you will naysay it, no problem.
I love the guy that does those for us. He's just got, he's really got a comical sense of humor. Although he got that one right. You know, I am. So
he did.
We were talking about technology, and it's really funny because in the technology world, when it came to other things other than medicine, I'm not so sure that medicine was really right alongside with the way technology was growing. And maybe it was the ACA, I don't know, but kind of threw medicine into a high speed when it comes to technology. And then COVID threw it into overdrive. I mean, the telemedicine, I've been joking with you for a while now about, you know, how does the doctor touch you through a smartphone? You know, how do you get this done? But telemedicine has taken off, hasn't it?
It really has, and if you have found a doctor who can touch you via telemedicine, you might want to call the police because something else might be going on there. But frankly, when it comes to telemedicine and those types of technologies, they really did start to come around the advent of the ACA. It was kind of a perfect storm that there was a desire by the federal government to see more of a technology play in healthcare. But during that time, technology did advance and became more forward with the advent of smartphones and smart devices, things that people were actually able to, on a consumer basis, bring into their lives. And so that whole concept, the whole idea of more technology-focused healthcare, especially when it comes to electronic files within your healthcare as well, that whole thing has advanced. But we have seen over the past year a greater adoption with things like telemedicine. You know, it was before COVID that telemedicine was still kind of seen with a skeptical eye because you're right. A lot of people just said, how does my doctor actually give me a physical or know my status whenever I'm just over the phone talking to them? How can I actually get assured that I'm receiving proper care with my doctor? And the thing of it is, a large portion of what you go see a doctor on can be done over the phone and can actually be even diagnosed with a couple of simple visual cues. And so a doctor might even be a little bit of an experimental process with you within your medicine. I'm sure that if you've gone to the doctor and you said, doctor, it hurts here, and he says, well, here, let's try this, and if nothing works and nothing gets better, call me in a couple of weeks and we'll change your prescription. That's what a lot of doctors do on a regular basis, and those things can be done via telemedicine. But the advent of this is that it really does save you time and save you money and gives you more interactions with your doctor. So no longer do you have to take off a half a day of work or maybe even a full day of work to go to the doctor's office. You actually get to spend more time with your doctor because you're not having to go to the office, wait in the waiting room, then you go back to the smaller waiting room, and then you go back to the doctor's office and wait there for him and get only 2 minutes with the guy or gal. But you actually get more interactions with your doctor. They get to spend more time with you and time. And so, frankly, it really is a win-win. And with the advent of COVID, we've seen those adoption rates increase exponentially for the initial visits and, most importantly, for the follow-up visits when it comes to the doctor's office. Because a lot of times the follow-up visit is just a conversation. So really, the adoption of these technologies, more companies getting involved with telemedicine, really has been a boon for the healthcare industry. And you'll be seeing more of that as the years go by.
Well, you know, and the pharmacists have been delivering for years, so you really never even have to leave the house. I mean, you can get some kind of prescription, or the doctor can prescribe something for you, and the pharmacy can show up after he calls it in, probably within hours to your home. It's really, really quite interesting to see how this has come together. And a friend of mine has a watch now, and I know I sound like I'm from 40 years ago, but I know that they weren't doing this at first. But he's got a watch that does, you know, the pulse, the blood pressure, the whole nine yards. And now you have those smartphone devices that will read your glucose levels or what have you. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, all that can be fed into your smartphone and sent to the doctor while he's on the phone with you or even prior to that. So it's kind of scary, though. I mean, you see it's going in a direction where you almost never have to actually see your doctor, almost, right?
Well, there's always going to be those times where you're going to need to see the doctor. He's going to have to draw blood, do some tests to make sure that he knows exactly what you're having to handle. But in large part, a vast majority of things can be taken care of. And you're right, with technologies like smartwatches or other smart devices, pedometers and other things, doctors can actually review some of your vitals right over the internet. And what you're probably going to see more and more, Joe, is facilities that might be in maybe your grocery store or like a Walmart or a Target where it's a small clinic where the doctor is actually not present, but there is a bank of testing devices, blood pressure cuffs and heart monitors and those and the like. Where you're actually being able to either test yourself or have a lightly skilled or lightly trained technician be able to hook you up to these things so that a doctor can visit you via telemedicine, get those vitals checked so that you can do an interaction with your doctor in as little as 15 minutes to a half hour, as long as you need to talk with them, but it doesn't take up your whole day. It is a lot less. So you're probably going to see those more and more as the years go on as well. There's been quite a few industries and other folks talking about it. We have heard that Walmart has wanting to get into this type of game. We know Amazon is pursuing some of these technologies. So some of the larger big tech companies, but even some of the smaller entrepreneurs who are developing these methodologies by which to take care of your healthcare in a real cost-effective, time-efficient way, you're going to be seeing more and more as the market progresses.
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned Walmart. I know there was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, there was a congressman out of California that was trying to push a bill through that would allow vets to go to the Walmart clinics for very simple stuff instead of having to find a VA or what have you, because his contention was that within 10 miles pretty much of any city, town, or even, you know, small village, for God's sakes, there was some kind of Walmart available for them to go to, a lot closer than VA hospitals in most cases. And I thought it was a great idea, but we'll just say there was a party that was not interested in giving Walmart any more money. And I'm saying, okay, well, is it about money or is it about getting the vets taken care of kind of thing? So, but it was kind of like
happening. That just goes to the old axiom that the market provides and the government obstructs.
That is true. But now, Liberty Healthcare was an early adopter of, or acceptor, whatever you want to call it, of the telemedicine world, weren't you?
Absolutely. Actually, back in 2015 and 16, we got into our first partnership with a telemedicine company to provide that to our members, and we saw an adoption rate. It was slow in the beginning of our members and our membership to really start adopting the usage of telemedicine. But once our members started to see that this was a viable way of visiting your doctor in a very effective, efficient way, it became more and more of an adopted practice. And I can't stress enough, the follow-up visits with your doctors, this almost takes care of a large portion of those follow-up visits, because a lot of times your doctor is just trying to see how you're feeling. Are you doing okay? Is your medication working? Okay, we'll talk to you in about another 2 weeks.
Right.
So it really is a great option for people, and Liberty HealthShare really was on the forefront of a lot of that technology adoption.
Yeah, that's funny because, you know, you're right. Quick checkup afterward. They just want to look at you, hear how you're feeling and that kind of stuff. And instead of sitting in a waiting room for 45 minutes, seeing the doctor for 7.5 seconds and then back out to where you got to go, this does save a lot of time. All right, we're up against it. Tell people how they get involved with Liberty HealthShare, how they get information on it.
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. They can also give us a call at 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, people, don't go far. Yeah, I hope you're taking notes, because I don't do this for my own health. I'm doing it for yours. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on TCN Live.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I thought we were back. Now we're back. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole idea. That's why I'm trying to get you engaged, so you're part of the solution. You know, we were... Liberty Health Share is a great place to go. Great place to find out what's going on. They've got the telehealth. They've got people to help walk you through it. They've got people, if you're a praying person, that'll pray with you, encourage you. People have been through the same thing. You know, the insurance companies are so cold. You know, you talk about bureaucracy at its worst, that's an insurance company. Find out what's available to you, what you can do. In all sincerity, really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something. So, I started to get into it before, but I didn't get all the way through it. Mark Stein wrote a great piece about our increasingly unrecognizable civilization. And he was right. He's dead right. You can check out the story and other stories as well at steinonline.com. That's S-T-E-Y-N, online.com. And if you think about, you know, I talk about this on the show on a regular basis. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I mean, I don't know how far back to go with it. But I remember when it was real simple, real easy. Whether you were Christian, an atheist, a Buddhist, a Jew. When you had when you had nuns walking down the street, you always kind of, you know, you tipped your hat to them, you said, you know, good morning, sister, or, you know, good afternoon, whatever it is, hello. And you kept walking, which is a nice thing to do. We have a lot of respect for people who, well, I would hope you do, have a lot of respect for people who dedicate themselves to God, dedicate themselves to a higher cause than themselves. You know, those nuns, whether you believe, whether you are in agreement with Catholicism or not, many of those nuns dedicate their lives to taking care of kids, feeding kids, taking care of the sick, and so on. So until you decide to do that, do not make fun of these people. And I'm sure there are ladies from all walks of life. I don't care, you know, Muslims, Jews, Christians, Catholics, whatever. I'm sure they all are involved in that kind of thing. That's gone. They make fun of them now. There's no niceties there pretty much anymore, especially from the young folks. And I don't mean that the same way our parents meant it. Like they just don't see any need to. They don't see any reason to. I started noticing that in things like the grocery store. There was a time, even in my younger days, when I was just having kids. I remember the young kids saying, you know, excuse me, when they were trying to get by you or what have you. And now they don't. They just kind of squeeze between you. They don't say, excuse me, when they bump into you or what have you. There is no niceties. So Stein says he lives about 20 minutes from the Southern Canadian border. And it used to be called the longest undefended frontier in the world. People move freely back and forth across it all day long and every day, but now it's been closed for over a year. He said at one point his daughter asked me to drive her up there because there was a 30-minute opportunity for people on one side to talk to their friends on the other. Pretty sad, as President Trump used to say. It was like Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin during the Cold War. Except that both sides now, he says, are like East Berlin. He said, I don't know how this happened, but it's just an indication that America and the West in general have become almost unrecognizable from what they were long ago. I mean, think about this. We talk about borders. You hear people say, we shouldn't have borders, we shouldn't have this, we shouldn't have that. And that Canadian border was something, we had friends there. We were okay with each other. There are cities up there, my understanding, where the Canadian border, Canadian and the U.S. border, go right down the middle of the street. You technically can't go back and forth. Now, something that's absolutely essential to a free society is equality before the law. But now we have what he refers to as politicized law. I agree with him. You know, if a policeman fatally shoots someone, whether his name is released to the public depends on whether the shooting is consistent with the preferred narrative of the ruling class. I mean, we heard for now, you don't hear much about it anymore. That was quick flash in the pan, huh? So we heard for about 10 or 15 days about the rise in, Asian violence. Oh, it was terrible. Yeah, how bad it was and how much worse it was getting. In every video you saw, it wasn't a white guy pounding on an Asian woman or an Asian man. It was a black guy. Yeah, I'm not saying all blacks are bad people. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm saying this because the reason you didn't see these videos, or more of them, or almost all of them, is because it was, I would have to say 100% of the time the ones I saw, it was blacks, young black men beating on old Asian women or old Asian men. See, I think it's cowardice myself. When you walk up and punch an 82-year-old man in the face, you're not cute or funny or tough. You're a coward. Go after somebody your own size. your own age. Go after, why don't you go over to the boxing ring. Take out one of those guys. Let's see how well you do. But you can't say that. You can't bring it out. That's terrible. It is constant. But it's all become totally politicized. Right? A policeman recently took out a young woman who was threatening the life of another young woman with a knife. Remember that? They were mad at him because he didn't shoot the knife out of her hand like they would have done in Gunsmoke. Yeah, it's too old for somebody here, I know. And the plaintiff was immediately identified. Indeed, his photo was posted, and he was threatened by any NBA superstar LeBron James. Think about that. Shot a black woman getting ready to knife another black woman. Saved a life. And the black community and the nuts on the left, I won't say the whole black community, called him out and put him and his family in danger for saving the life of another person. What people don't realize is that with so many people around, he could have shot somebody else by accident. But he didn't. It was a well-placed shot that took the potential murderer down. How do you like that? On the other hand, we know nothing of the policeman who shot the unarmed woman at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, right? His name has never been released to the public. She was unarmed, and there was no reason for the shooting. You couldn't, I mean, there was all kinds of recordings here. There's no warning. And all this out to the Capitol Police, we have pictures of them letting people in. How about the border control? All functioning societies have at least the semblance of a border that is protected, right? America has no southern border, no plans to get one. The official position of our government seems to be that, listen, come on down, we got plenty of room. All 7 billion of you on the planet, head on over. We have to fix this. We really do. And they don't have a right, I mean, we're told they have a right to come here and stay for 3 years, but they have to have a reason to be here. But you can't just approve everybody. That discounts the value. And then again, they get a free ride for up to 3 years until their court date comes due. Then you won't see them. 92% of those people, and those are these are FBI numbers, or Homeland Security numbers, I'm sorry. 92% of those people don't show up for their court cases. And now it's growing exponentially, the pending cases. You know they're going to extend them out to 5 years. People who've been waiting to get here legally, they've paid the fees, they filled the paperwork, they've gone through the interview process, and they can't get in. How is that right? How is that okay? And here's the thing, it's not all clear, right? That many American conservative politicians understand really how serious this is. How bad this is. And it's feeding into that radical socialist agenda. You're going to have you're going to end up with millions of people in this country here illegally that are going to end up voting for the people that are going to keep them in this country illegally. It's like I've always said about voting. No matter how much you want to vote for the right guy and do the right thing, if you got put food on the table, and the only thing right now helping you because you ain't got a job is the EDD, the unemployment departments, and the federal government to give you money to feed your family, are you really going to vote for somebody that's going to take you out of office? I mean, it's going to take that check out of your hand. Now, come on, give it some thought. Joe McTeague, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. And you know what? We'll be here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with me. That would be really nice. Seriously. Honest.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?